This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
You're listening to Catholic Weekend, episode 212 for the week ending Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Captain Jeff in Roswell, Georgia. Joining me today, Miss Maria Johnson in Conyers, Georgia.
And my Mother Teresa bobblehead.
Oh, boy.
She wants to be on the show today. Hello, everybody.
And from the plains of Oklahoma, Steve Nelson.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Just trying to match your style there.
Oh, thank you. And deep in the heart of Texas, Miss Angela Cialana.
Howdy ho, neighbors.
Howdy, howdy ho. Well,
that's awesome. That just fits the music great. I love it.
Your cell phone's ringing. Sarah Babulous.
Hello?
Atlanta.
Hello? Who's calling?
Hush, your music is playing. We want to listen to it a little bit.
It's so lovely.
Love it. All right, and last, and certainly not least, we have from the West Coast, our California girl, Lisa Hendy.
Dude.
Dude. It's rad.
It's like so awesome to
say. You're scaring me. You actually sound like a valley girl.
She talks like that all the time.
I'm like so sure.
So, hello everybody and welcome to Catholic Weekend. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning or whenever you're listening to us. And we have our great panel together, gathered, and we, of course, have Lisa, too. I didn't know where I was going with that. Yes, thank you for joining us. It's not quite so as early as you have joined us before. It's, what, about 7:25?
Oh, yeah,
your
it's
time?
Really late.
Okay. And so, let's see. Lisa, what have you been up to?
Oh my gosh. What a first 2 months of the year. I was trying to remember. I think I was back with you guys in November or December. And since then I've been in six different cities and it's been an awesome winter. I just the usual work stuff and lots of visiting and some cool trips and it's been great.
You lie. You were in Hawaii.
That was one of the really cool things. That was actually my husband's work, so that was me being a dutiful spouse, Miss Marie.
Oh, yeah. Dutiful.
So hard to be that way.
We spent 2 weeks in Boston. Greg was doing a fellowship at the Harvard School of Public Health, and you guys know that my son Eric is a senior in college back in Boston, so we spent 2 weeks with Greg studying back there, and I got to go visit our friends at Catholic TV, Father Reed and the whole crew over there. And every time I go to their studios, I think they're doing such amazing things over there. So that was really fun. And
okay, I'm going to interrupt you there and have you speak about what you actually did there in the studio. It wasn't just a visit. It was a beautiful production.
Wasn't that so cool? Father Reed has this brand new program called Internos, which is basically a half hour long interview conversation kind of a program. But they do it on this totally cool set. When we walked in, I thought, wow, what is this going to be like? Because the set is basically two big massive rolls of white paper. And so you stand on this white backdrop and they've got about four different cameras coming from all different angles. And it's just basically a conversation with Father Reed, who's just sitting down to have, lunch with a good friend. But they shoot it from all these different really cool angles. And it's really funny because they told me move around a lot and be animated, but you can't move your feet. So if somebody tells you you can't move your feet for, you know, whatever, and about an hour that it took us to film it,
That's pretty much all you want to do.
Right.
That's right.
When it was time for us to finish and they said cut, and I was like, okay, time to move. Like, the only thing I could think is I'm going to fall over. But the end result is really cool. If you haven't gotten a chance to see the show yet, go watch it, because, I mean, our conversation was one thing, but just for the geeks out there that are interested in kind of like technical filming things, it's really a cool concept that they have. And it really kind of, you know, is just, you have no distraction other than the conversation that's going on, but it's very cool with all the camera angles.
Well, I was wondering about that, because I wondered even if it was filmed on a green screen.
No, it's basically like two white rolls of paper that they bring down, and then it makes like this infinity background. So even at some points, it looks like you're like in clouds
or space.
You
know,
yeah, it's really crazy. So, and Father Reed, I mean, I could just talk to the man for, you know, 3 or 4 hours. He's just so awesome to talk with and such a good guy. So it was fun, really fun.
Well, it was a great episode. I saw it, and I'm glad you said about the standing thing, because I was going to say, man, you were really embracing your inner Italian, because it was.
Well, try doing that. Stand someplace for an hour, move your hands, move your arms, but don't move your feet, and see what happens to you. It was really fun, though. So thanks to the people at Catholic TV, because they're just, you know, Bonnie Rogers, I have to say, is just like one of the best people in the world. And she had actually just come back from, I know you guys had Matt Swaim on last week, right? And
yes.
Bonnie was with Matt on that fabulous CRS Ghana trip. So to be able to kind of process with her trip and be there after I'd gone to Rwanda was really cool. So I love you, Catholic TV. Thank you. So.
Okay. Well, so who else this past week, Maria, what have you been doing?
I have just been working. It's been a lot of work. I'll be presenting next week at a conference in California, and it's been like a mission. It was on again and off again and on again and off again. I don't know how many times it was on and off, on and off, on and off. So finally it's on. I thought it was going to get to Google Hangout it, but I'll be out on the West Coast next week, on the left coast.
Oh, I'm going to be there this weekend.
Oh.
So, well, I'll miss you, I guess. So,
wave as you go over Oklahoma.
I'll wave.
We'll
fly over country.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah, we'll look at all the fires going on over there.
That's right.
Tell us about that, Steve.
Oh, we're in a very serious drought. In fact, they said this is worse than the Dust Bowl drought, but it's still only the second worst drought we've ever been in. But it's really bad, and there's fires break out all over the place, and so it's kind of typical for this time of year, but it's really bad is because there's so many of them. I think what they said yesterday afternoon, there were something like 60 fires that they were fighting. So anyway, it gets pretty smoky.
And could you blame that on Texas or not?
No, I can't blame that on Texas.
What can you blame on Texas?
Oh, all these leading questions, Jeff. You're going to make me regret saying something.
Okay,
I have something to say about Texas. Uh-oh. No.
What do you have to say about Texas, Maria?
I have nothing to say about Texas.
Well, I think we have somebody who lives in Texas right now who can defend the the Lone Republic?
The Lone Star
Lone Star,
State.
There we go. Lone Star State.
Yes.
Well, how is everything in the Lone Star State, Angela?
Well, pretty fantastic. Last weekend Monday, I went to the rodeo. And the rodeo is a big, huge deal in San Antonio. We have our annual stock show and rodeo, which people actually from all over the world come and compete in this rodeo. So it was just super fantastic, you know, to watch the bull riding and the bear saddleback riding and the mutton busting and the barrel racing and all that stuff, if you're familiar with all that. Lots of fun.
See, I think they should have some events like that in the Olympics.
For sure.
Mutton busting, is that like you guys hitting people over the face that have like big old beards and mutton chops?
No, actually it's hilarious. They get sheep And they're like, you know, because usually in the rodeo you have, like, for instance, the bull riding. Everybody knows about bull riding. You have a guy who's trying to stay on the bull, right, while they're going crazy. Well, for the kids, for the little tiny kids, like 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, they put them on a big old sheep, and they just, like, let the sheep go, and the kid's, like, holding on for dear life.
I want to do that.
Yeah. It looks totally fun, and they have, like, of course, they have this huge helmet on and everything and knee pads, and but it's just a blast to watch. And, of course, you know, after all the big events, they have a very talented musical artist every night. So I got to see Rascal Flatts in concert. That was neat.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah. So I know it just kind of took me back because last time I was at the rodeo, I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd in concert, and that was pretty epic. It was the only time I've ever screamed "Freebird" and like actually heard it.
Well,
so that's awesome.
Go ahead.
Can you get mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches there?
You know? Oh, that's classic.
I was just thinking of Olympic events, the mutton busting moguls.
Oh, geez.
Think about it.
Better than the curling thing.
Hey, I love the curling.
Cat curling. I'm going for cat curling.
Yeah. Oh my.
Curling rocks.
Yeah. It's
it does. It actually has rocks in it. That's what you slide down the ice.
I have no idea what they're doing, actually. I'm not really sure exactly what they're doing. You know, this looks like advanced shuffleboard to me. But
I just don't see how that's a sport. You know what I'm saying? It looks like it's a drunk game. My apologies to curlers everywhere.
Well, Miss Sarah,
get all this angry feedback from curlers.
Whatever.
Have you guys seen any of the? Have you seen any of the interviews with the Mexican, the Prince guy? That's like the Mexican skier.
Oh,
right.
Oh yeah.
Like the only,
plus, he's like a pop star.
The most interesting man in the Olympics.
It's so funny. I love that. I love how these personalities emerge. Super cool.
How about the snowboarders that are adopting all the puppies and bringing them home?
Yeah.
And the Russians must just shake their heads and go, what is going on?
I wish they would have won as many medals as they are adopting puppies.
Yeah. We don't want to win too many medals. That would offend people, Sarah. Come on.
No.
How have you been?
Are you still reeling from the hockey game?
How have you been,
Sarah? I did not watch. I was working. It was a crazy week at work. On Wednesday and Thursday, collectively, I think I was on the phone for 20 hours. So I've just been one of those weeks.
So
had
sorry.
A cookie.
Yeah, you guys can be jealous of my 10 conference calls I had on Thursday.
Yeah, or not.
Mm. Well, speaking of Jesus action figures, Steve.
Good transition.
Thank you. I've been working on that one.
Yeah, keep working on it. So, totally a non sequitur. We were talking about Mother Teresa bobblehead dolls. Is that what you call them? Dolls? Bobblehead dolls?
Figures,
before
maybe?
Figures. But anyway, before the show, and I was getting ready to tell about this Jesus action figure that I saw one time, and it was pretty atrocious in the fact that it looked pretty normal, you know, like just a little figurine you might put on your desk, but when you push the little button on the back, his hands go up. Like,
touchdown, Jesus!
Yeah, like he's, you know, parting the Red Sea or whatever.
I was really hoping you were going to say it could like fling out the Eucharist. Like, that's what I was waiting for. Like little frisbees. Boop.
Oh my gosh, have you seen the Eucharist dispenser?
Oh,
no.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We need to do this, I think. Okay, proceed, Maria.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail the Jesus action figure, but there's a dispenser.
Is it like Pez?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's a precious metal, though. I mean, it's, you know, it's in a I don't know what to say.
It's in a precious metal that makes it liturgically acceptable.
You know,
you know what? Y'all carry on.
Hey, do you think we should just start this whole thing over?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, my. Yes, it is.
You are a thing. Oh, anyway, Jesus parting the sea. This is bad.
Well, it was very popular among the students, let me tell you. Finally had to take it away because it was starting to get a little blasphemous.
Do you think?
Well, when I found him riding on a zip line across the cafeteria, I decided it was time.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Wow. Well, Lisa, are you really happy that... Oh, look, Lisa's gone. There she is. No, she's gone.
Lisa couldn't take it. She's like, I can't be a part of this heresy.
I've got an image to uphold.
Are you still there, Lisa? No.
She's like, she wants nothing.
Everybody wave at Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah. I had to jump back on a second because it just quit on me.
We can't hear you, Lisa. You need to select your microphone.
Sorry.
There you go. What happened?
I found it.
Did you get really just so disgusted with our conversation that you decided to leave? Oh, she's concentrating.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear us?
Be very quiet while I fix things. Okay. I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but I'm just sitting here.
Okay. Well, are you prepared? The reason
that's
waiting
what the title
waiting
of this
for
should
lightning,
be.
Sir.
For lightning. For
I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting here. There's our title for the show.
So, Lisa, one of the reasons, not the only, of course, because we just love you and we like talking with you and having fun to have you on the show, is that you initiated something not too long ago. Called something about the world. Okay, I'll say the right one. World View Wednesday, right?
Yeah,
I got it right. Yes,
right.
So tell us about that, if you can.
I have the other one stuck in my head.
we could talk about that one after yours.
Talk about it later.
That'll be my pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
I have to say thank you to Maria because she's on my team for this. We decided after the first of the year to start Worldview Wednesdays at CatholicMom.com. We write a lot of articles about, you know, different parts of the world, and we've actually added contributors from the Philippines and from Australia, and we got a couple in the works from other countries as well. And we've been featuring the work of CRS, so we decided to christen Worldview Wednesday, and that was a dedicated day to posting articles that are dealing with international topics. So really everything from, you know, whatever the latest kind of hot button news in the world is, to updates from Catholic Relief Services, and then also just features like the one Maria did this week, which was a great feature on the twinning program that her parish has with a parish in Haiti. So really to bring to our readers kind of easy to pick up, to digest, to understand, and then to take away from, like, what's something that I can do to help that part of the world. And it kind of came out of my trip to Rwanda, and the sense that I had that when I was a young mom, you know, I was so focused on parenting my kids and, you know, watching Barney videos and just kind of keeping the house running, that a lot of the news that happened in the world, you know, wasn't on my radar. And so we want to bring it to the moms that read our site and the other readers that read our site, and just like one, you know, easy to come to place on Wednesdays where they can just get, you know, a good synopsis of some great stories that are happening around the world. And hopefully this will be a place too when news hits that, you know, we can provide resources for, you know, for example, if there is a storm someplace or a crisis and we need to get emergency news out about how we can help, it'll be a way to do that too. So that's the idea behind it. And it's been really well received. I'm really excited about it.
So what's going on this week?
Well, so this week was actually, you know, Maria's article ran this week, which is kind of an evergreen article, but we also ran an article about the happenings in the Ukraine, Ukraine, excuse me. I always want to say the Ukraine. Shows my age there. But in Ukraine, you know, what's happening over there right now and the unrest that we saw happening this week. And then, you know, also just an interesting thing happened this week with Pope Francis and inviting us all to pray for peace. It was actually last Saturday that he tweeted about the happenings in South Sudan and in the Central African Republic. Blah. And, you know, the reminder that we can be using social media to galvanize people to pray for these areas of the world that are going through a lot of unrest. So right now there are a few different areas that, you know, he's inviting us to pray for and really that we kind of need to be paying attention to because some people are really suffering in those parts of the world. So,
yeah, you think you're suffering watching the show. So speaking of suffering, what about?
Well, and a lot of times,
what I was going to say is just stuff that. Thank you for letting me talk about it because I think that there are so many great Catholic places on the web to go for news and information. And basically, we just wanted this to be a channel to, you know, on a weekly basis to bring our readers kind of a digest of things that can be on their radar and that they can be praying about, and you know that hopefully they won't have the sense that I did when I traveled in Rwanda that. Wow, I didn't even know that this was happening. So hopefully it's just an easy way for them to keep up to date and to feel a part of the body of Christ in the whole world.
Isn't it amazing, really, when you think you go and you see that and you think, I had no idea that people live like this and people suffer like this. That's, I guess, part of our human condition, but it still doesn't make it any easier to digest. Mm-hmm. So that's great. I'm glad you're starting that initiative to kind of keep that in everybody's, at least bring it closer to the front part of the stove, you know, because we in our modern lives, we get so distracted by such petty things and like bit strips, which I have no idea what that is.
You still don't know what that is.
So maybe we can talk about that next, but
let's not.
Okay. Well, good. So is it like something you really don't want to talk about? Okay, good.
It's just, it's you put yourself into a cartoon, and it's just goofy.
Okay.
I mean, they're pretty imaginative, some of them, but
yeah, some of them.
Some people go overboard. It's like they spell out their whole life, you know?
It's like bit strips each day of, this is what I did today, and then they post 50 cartoons. It's like, okay, guys.
Oh, it's like Twitter in cartoon form?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good way.
Or like you become your own version of Archie.
Oh, that's pretty sad. Okay, I can see why you don't want to talk about it. So let's don't.
All right. Do you guys remember the Sea Monkeys that you could order on the back of the Archie comic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did anybody actually order any or have any Sea Monkeys?
Of course I did. You know, of course I did.
Wow. How long did they live?
I don't think mine ever lived.
Are they like the brine shrimp or something?
Yeah, they're brine.
I never ordered any. I had to save my money for my sweet tart habit.
Oh, here we go.
You were a junkie.
Excellent. You know those great big ones they used to make? Those.
Yes.
That was my downfall.
You know, Greg Willits likes to eat the powder stick. You know the
pixie sticks. Oh,
yeah. No. For Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Oh,
but
right.
He doesn't like the dip. He just likes the stick, which is like a giant sweet tart.
Wow, that's Greg for you.
I used to eat a whole packet of Big League Chew, and I put the whole thing in my mouth at one time.
Ew.
You remember that?
The gum that was in like the strips? Pretend to be a baseball and pretend to be a baseball player?
Well, I would be at my brother's baseball games, and you have to entertain yourself somehow when you're a kid and you're at your brother's baseball game.
Yes,
so I'm like, let's put a whole packet of gum in your mouth. Sounded like a good idea when you're eight.
Did you ever try to chew one of those double bubble gums that you found like a year later and it was like a rock? Did you ever try to chew one of those?
Yes, that. Ew. And I have actually had 20-year-old bubblegum out of a baseball card pack.
Oh. Oh my gosh, it was brittle. It was like dust.
It was like chalk. It just like disintegrated.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Wow. Do you do like the like Elf, like the kid from Elf, like the guy from Elf who goes and eats off of the subway?
No. I went to this random store in the Lower East Side in Manhattan, and they have this candy shop, and they had old baseball.
Who would if you picked your best baseball card from the early 80s, who would it be? I have an immediate answer, but I won't give it away.
Early 80s. My goodness, if you say like Jose Canseco, I'll
Babe buy. Ruth.
Then you got to go a little further back than that.
Be able to guess mine.
Who?
You should be able to guess, but I'll tell you. Steve Harvey.
Okay.
So we got a little Steve Garvey crush there going on.
I would have to pick Dale Murphy.
Sid Bream.
No, that was the 90s.
Oh, shoot. Well, late 80s? He was there in the late 80s.
Yeah, but we talked early 80s, remember? Okay. Are you maybe, because you're so old you don't remember.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, I stopped hearing everybody talking because I'm listening to the H2 recorder, and apparently my recorder decided just to stop working.
Hey. Oh, wonderful.
So they might be, if you're listening to the audio version of this, there's like a little gap where Sarah is talking about early 80s and some kind of candy, I think.
Okay,
so.
That's good. I'm glad you didn't get all that. That's beforehand.
But if you're watching the video.
I had a comment on this because she wasn't born in the early 80s.
Oh my gosh. I had a crush on Howard Johnson of the Mets.
The hotel? No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. With the orange roof?
Yes, with the orange roof. Actually, their uniform's orange, isn't it?
Oh, we used to like to go there when I was little.
We would make
a special trip to the Howard Johnson because they would make hot dogs on Texas toast, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
And that was the only place in town. And every time I went to visit my aunt and uncle, I'd make them take me there so we could have the fancy hot dogs.
We'd always go there for like after a big event, like a concert or whatever, a recital, and have hot fudge sundaes.
Yes, the sundaes are the
According
best.
According to Mad Men, they had orange sherbet also.
Yeah, they did.
Ooh.
They did. But, you know, I always thought sherbet was just like a consolation prize when you couldn't have ice cream.
Is it sherbet or sherbet?
Sorbet.
Sherbet.
Figures the diva would come up with sorbet.
I think
Tish knew that.
Aren't they different things, though? I think sherbet has more sugar than sorbet does.
It has more R too.
Sorbet has more air. Yeah, it's way sugary.
Yeah.
It's the healthy ice cream.
That's like, what's the difference between jelly and jam? I don't know.
If you want to know, we're going to have a discussion about it right now. Jelly doesn't have all the chunky stuff in it and the seeds, right?
Oh, jam is
not going there. I really don't know.
Come on, let's school him.
Come on, somebody else.
Let's jam. And then preserves. What's the difference?
I can't help you there. I don't know.
I just want to say that we have hit an all-time low on this.
Oh, here we go. In jelly, the fruit comes in the form of fruit juice. In jam, the fruit comes in the form of fruit pulp or crushed fruit. In preserves, the fruit comes in the form of chunks in a syrup or a jam.
Oh, and it all goes to my stomach now.
All right. What I seem to buy is fruit spread. I don't even know what that is.
That's not real.
That's not real.
That's like, what is it called? Cheese food? Like Velveeta?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese
processed
food?
Cheese spread.
Mm.
Cheese product.
Yeah, cheese product. That's it. Just like, are you enjoying your meat product?
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's like the Hot Pockets.
Did you guys hear about the Hot Pockets?
How never, the meat ever. They got recalled because the meat was not fit for human consumption.
Mm. Well, when they just figured that out.
It's like, never look at the ingredients on a Slim Jim.
Don't ruin it for me, Steve. Let's move on with something else. Either we talk about jams and jelly or something else, not Slim Jim. Because I like those.
So how about the popes this morning?
Hey, how about them?
Yes, thank you for that.
Go ahead, Sarah. What do you mean?
So this morning was the consistory for all the new cardinals that Pope Francis appointed. And as a nice surprise, Pope Benedict
Yay!
Joined Pope Francis. And the pictures are so beautiful. And if you haven't found them, go and find them. They're all over Twitter, Catholic News Service. Rocco Palmo was tweeting about it. Just absolutely so cool that Pope Benedict made an appearance for this because they weren't expecting him to make a public appearance at a liturgy until the canonizations of Pope John Paul II and Pope John the 23rd. So this was just a nice little surprise, and apparently the crowd was just so excited that he showed up and greeted him with such joy, and he looks great from the pictures, too. He just looks so relaxed and truly at peace with Jesus, and I just love that. I love him so much.
Excellent. I was going to ask you how he looked.
Benedict stuffed doll to put on my pillow, and it's got to have fluffy white hair.
And he's play so precious.
And play the piano.
He comes with a kitty.
If you squeeze him, he plays the piano.
Somebody make it. I command you.
Somebody make it now. Well, now that I have finished scarfing down my breakfast, I'll put the video back on.
Oh, that's why we weren't seeing
it. I was wondering what was going on.
Everybody was going like, what's going on with Maria's
video? What's going on with Maria? You didn't see my son walking with a big old plate of a country breakfast with bacon and eggs. And
ooh.
Does he deliver to Buckhead?
He delivered to my office.
I'm only a few miles away. Come.
We lost an opportunity. We had, well, I will confess to a Catholic fail last night. We went out to a steak place on Friday night, but it's not Lent yet.
Yeah. What's so fail but, about that?
Nah, I've been trying. To not eat meat on Fridays.
Oh, like throughout the whole year? The Brits are doing and other people mm-hmm. around the world?
Yeah, but we had to celebrate margarita with some steak.
Isn't it?
What can I tell you?
Isn't it National Margarita Day today?
Today it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to spoil it.
There's a whole day for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was practicing last night, as was Lisa, apparently.
Tuesday was National Drink Wine Day.
Indeed.
That's true.
Isn't every Tuesday?
No, that's Taco Tuesday.
Okay. Well, Harry, do you hear that music? I do.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's like, now everybody collect your thoughts. Think about something interesting to talk about besides jam and margaritas and whatever. And I'm going to appeal to anybody who will hear me to head over to sqpn.com, help support our role in the new evangelization by becoming a friend of SQPN. And you can do that by heading over to sqpn.com/donate, and several different convenient ways to spend your hard-earned money on our efforts at SQPN. And, you know, we have a lot of great shows, a lot of great affiliate programs, a lot of great SQPN-produced shows. And the one you're listening to and watching right now, of course, is the exception. Don't judge SQPN on this show. Please. So, nobody's going to chime in. Everybody thinks I'm serious about that right now. Okay, so I'll move on. The other way you can help support SQPN is by buying stuff from Amazon.com. But before you do, make sure you click on the Amazon.com banner, and that way SQPN gets some benefit from the sale. You don't have to pay any more. Amazon just gets a little bit less, and it all adds up to a nice sum for SQPN.com monthly, I believe. And also, if you're hankering to start your own blog, your own podcast, or whatever you need, that self-hosted web, what is it called, WordPress blog, a great place to do it is Bluehost.com, one of our partners over at SQPN, and you can click on their banner and sign up for very affordable hosting. I think it starts at $6.95 per month. And Steve, you said you use Bluehost, don't you, for your personal blog?
Oh, yeah. I've used it for probably six different blogs, and I've never had an issue with it, and it's very flexible, and I highly recommend it.
Excellent. And so if you sign up using the clicking on that Bluehost banner, we get a very generous fee or contribution from them. So check out Bluehost.com by heading over to SQPN.com. And of course, finally, we do appreciate your prayers and for our success in the new evangelization. And thank you to...
Because we obviously need them.
We do. Alan Marchand, Puxatani Phil. And you can find that at magnitude.com and other places that you find your podcast safe music on the web. There we go. It's fading in the background.
Oh, you, I want you to bring back the Airmen of Note.
Yeah, I need to do that. I just never think about it until
those are my
too
pals.
Late. Yeah. Next week, we'll have the Airmen of Note.
All right. Well, so you had us wondering about, I mean, thinking, I mean, you know, coming up with something to talk about that has some kind of redemptive value for this show, right? And
yeah, and well, you actually thought of something?
I did.
Wow.
I know, it's remarkable. I attended a special session that our parish had this week, which was two nights of really just instruction on the Eucharist, which was really fantastic. I suspect that our pastor may be just preparing the community for perpetual adoration. I hope so. I kind of cornered him a little bit after the second night, and I said, this is what you're doing right. And he just laughed, and he goes, So I took that to mean yes. But it was just a really great two evenings of some really good, serious discussion and instruction. And I just wanted to talk about how important it is in our faith to continue to grow and continue to learn, and how we really just need to take advantage of these offerings that we have in our parishes for continued growth in our own faith and our knowledge of it. That's it. That's my PSA for the week.
It reminds me of the, I don't know if anybody saw, but on Facebook and Twitter, Sarah Reinhardt and I are going to be speaking together at the Anaheim Religious Ed Congress.
Oh, boy,
that's
trouble.
Of LA.
That's trouble.
we have our liturgical dancing shoes all worn.
Oh,
all right. That's the best. But
one of our topics is on the domestic church and what families want from their parishes. So we've been asking people to create these videos, like a 1-minute video, just answering the question, what do you want from your parish? And mm-hmm. It's been so fascinating to watch these come in, and they weren't really what I was expecting. And the level of the seriousness with which people are asking for, you know, really great religious education. We've had videos from teens asking for more serious confirmation prep, you know, lots of people asking for adoration. It's really so obvious to me that the faithful out there are just hungry for programs like what you just described. And I think a mm-hmm. lot of parishes feel like they set these things up and then people don't come out to them. And you know, that they're not well attended. And yet at the same time, people are, you know, really asking for this. So it's like, how do we, you know, how do we bring more of that? And the gift of having something like perpetual adoration in your parish, we have that at mine. And, you know, sad to say that even in a parish of 5,000 families, they still have a hard time getting people, you know, to be with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing. So I'm glad to hear that your parish did that.
It's very exciting. And I hope that we do eventually get it. Right now, we only have adoration on First Friday, and there's a little, I think on Monday nights there's like an hour of adoration and then benediction, which is, you know, it's good to go to as well, but it's kind of an awkward hour for me because of work and whatnot. But here's the thing, I don't think that people of our generation really, I don't think that we grew up with adoration, or at least it wasn't something that was you know, something like Sarah or Angela have experienced, where, you know, you go to retreats and I'm sure that you've been exposed to it in a much deeper manner than I was. I can only speak for myself, but, you know, I just wonder about Steve or Lisa. Was that something that you guys grew up with?
I didn't. In fact, I was just trying to think when it first seemed to be a regular thing, and I would say around here it was probably the mid-90s. Before it became something that was you could be, it could be expected to be, you know, to occur in places. I don't know. What do you think, Lisa?
Oh, definitely for us. I think it was even later than that. And I mean, the only time that I can remember seeing exposition of the Blessed Sacrament would have been during, you know, a special Lenten season ceremonies that we had. So, no, it's not. And there are so many great programs. We have a brand new one in our parish that's for our homeschooling children. It's once a month, and it's specifically a sacred hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament just for the, wow, the homeschooling kids and little kids. So what a gift to them, you know, that they'll get exposed to it at such a young age.
Right. I kind of like some of the things they're doing here in my diocese, and it's every Tuesday night from every parish has confessions at the same time available. So you can go, you know, if you want to go on, I think it's Tuesday nights from 5 to 7, you can just pick a parish and go, and there will be confession during those times. It didn't matter which parish you go to. So I like that. And then also, since we're a very small diocese, we're only about 3% of the population. We most of the parishes don't have perpetual adoration, but they do have perpetual adoration at our main Catholic hospital, which kind of happens to be in the very center of the city. So you can come to it from all directions, and, you know, and it's always there. And, you know, they do have some trouble getting people to sign up, but when I go, there's always at least three other people there, and it's at 10 o'clock at night on a Monday night. So,
wow, that's awesome. Well, what about you ladies, Angela or Sarah? Is that something that in young adult things you experienced, or?
Oh yeah, I did Life Teen in high school, and we consistently had adoration, whether it was on retreats or sometimes during our life nights. You know, as long as there was a priest or a deacon around to expose. Yeah, so something. I mean, I first learned about it, I guess, when I was 15 or 16, and then, you know, when I was in college, we had it in school as well. You know, all the chapels, and so it was just really nice and something that's always been really important to me. And it's not just a retreat thing, you know. I like to go and pop in occasionally to the chapel before and after Mass, and we have perpetual adoration at the cathedral here in Atlanta, which is where I go to church. It's a really small chapel, so you can only fit a couple of people in there, but I know they're going to rebuild the church and the big master plan to make our bigger adoration chapel. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and I really love that people are getting to know Jesus in that way, because it's just really special. And once a month on Friday nights, the young adult group at Christ the King has something called Pack the Chapel, and they have it in a chapel that's in the school. And it's standing room only now. You know, that chapel probably has enough room for about 60 to 70 people, and, you know, there's not enough room for everybody to kneel anymore. And so, you know, there's just a fire that's being lit. And I think Eucharistic adoration is truly how, at least here in the United States, we're going to continue to teach people what the faith really is, and why we as Catholics, you know, love the Eucharist in Mass as much as we do.
Do they do any preparation for people to go to adoration, you know, to explain it? Or I think some people don't go because they don't understand why they should.
Well, I've never been in a parish until now, a parish that had Life Teen. But my past, when I was at the parish where I was confirmed, they did actually, like, one of the sessions, the confirmation sessions, was to bring everybody into they had perpetual adoration at that parish, to bring all the kids into the chapel and to explain, you know, what is adoration? How do you, you know, what do you do during adoration? What are kind of like the graces that you get from it? And that was, like, I remember just, that wasn't the first time for me. That was, actually, I was, from this conversation, I was thinking I should ask my mom when she first encountered adoration, because she was the one that started taking me and my sister when we were probably, I was like in junior high school, so like, you know, 11 years old or something like that. So I was exposed to it kind of early. But, and then the parish I was after that, we had a Polish priest, and so he made it a big point to, yeah, again, bring all the teens in from confirmation and teach them about adoration. So I don't know. I've been to a few parishes in my short lifetime, and I've experienced kind of this phenomenon of priests making sure that their teens know what adoration is and to experience it, which is really awesome. Again, like you're saying, you know, to bring up this generation in a new way.
You know what I vote for? I vote for a more expanded use and availability of confession, reconciliation. I don't know what it's like in your
that
own
was
parishes,
another big theme
but
in our survey,
you know, for me, almost even more so than I mean, I love adoration as well, but I'd say both. But I find it kind of difficult, especially on Saturdays, to get to confession, and that seems to be around my area at least the only time that you can really do it. I guess there are some other times during the week, but then I'm on a trip, so out of luck. And trust me, I need to access that sacrament often. So
yeah, I think it has to do a lot with the lack of priests. I know at our parish, we actually were very blessed because we have 5 priests. So we have confessions more than just on Saturdays. But I think, you know, I work, part of my work, my job is to organize conferences for men and women and now for senior citizens. And so we always have to send out letters and call and email priests, you know, asking them if they can be at these conferences to hear confessions. And it's always very difficult because, again, of the shortage, and they're just so busy, you know, and they, you know, they have so many obligations.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if you ever fly in and out of Boston, but that was one of the amazing things when we were there. Within about a mile of our hotel that we were staying in, there were 2 different like mission centers that had kind of full day long confessions just going all day. And it was an amazing thing. And interestingly, one of them is in a shopping mall in the Prudential Center.
I've been to that one.
Yeah, and it's a St. Francis. It's a mission there that's run by I can't remember which order of priests, but they have a tremendous devotion to the Eucharist. But they also have that, you know, full day long confession. So think of it when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sort of funny because I work for my parish, so I prefer to go to confession, not to my boss slash pastor. It's hard to contestant about work-related things to your
I hate employer. My boss.
I think that's a common denominator for people who work in churches.
Yeah, I mean, and I have never really talked to him directly about this, but I always try to take the advantage when I'm out of town, which I am a lot, to go to confession in other places. Mm-hmm. And it's just a real gift in cities like that when you can go and find some place. So maybe next time, you know, everybody's traveling, think about that, like a little retreat that you could do within a big city. I'm sure they have it in New York too.
Well, Francis asked us to go to confession this week. It was a beautiful. Did you? I mean, I think that got retweeted quite a bit. Go, go!
Yeah, and I think this whole crisis of people wanting more confession and needing more priests, I think that's where really the religious priests are shining, because I know here in town they're always the ones that we can count on, you know, because you know, the priests at, for instance, the retreat centers, or the religious priests who, you know, are just, you know, they work in many different places, and so, you know, I think we should continue, obviously we pray for vocations to the priesthood, but also, you know, for not just diocesan priests, but also those religious priests as well, because they really bring that gift of being available in a certain way that the diocesan priests aren't always able to be.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of praying to be done to increase vocations so that we can do all these things.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I sense a lull. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if I can find the little... Well, somebody... Here, da, da, da,
da, I'm telling you, we need to prank call Pat. Call her, Lisa. Call her right now and see if she'll just do it live.
Oh, she's not going to.
This poor woman. She doesn't even listen to the show that she would catch us making fun of her like this all the time.
Why would she?
Why would she?
Oh, so who would like to start with a pick of the week?
I will.
Oh. Okay, Steve, right. Go ahead.
No, I defer to the diva.
Okay.
Time Lord.
No, mine is so exciting and very important and hot off the press. So,
well, then go.
Steve's isn't, but no,
hurry before it cools off.
I know. I hope people are listening today, Saturday, February 20-something-ish.
22.
Yeah, so next week on February 28th is the release of the movie Son of God. And it's a follow-up to the miniseries that was on TV this year, The Bible. And it's Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, and it's about, as you can guess, Jesus Christ and his life. So actually, the movie is coming out this week, but in advance of that, starting tomorrow night this week on EWTN is a little half-hour program that was created to tell people about the movie, and it's narrated by Raymond Arroyo, and you'll see on this documentary some people that you know, like Brandon Vaught and Cardinal Wuerl and Archbishop Gomez from LA and me, kind of exerting some scenes from the film. We were able to see like a pre-screener of the movie, and then kind of talking about, as Catholics, you know, what this movie means to us. And so I want people to watch that EWTN documentary, but I also want you to know that on CatholicMom.com, tomorrow we're going to start a contest to give away 2 tickets to the movie. So if you want to go see a movie this week and you want to, and I think it's really well-timed, like right before Lent, and to really kind of draw people into the Gospels. And, you know, it's just a really, it's beautifully done and a very moving depiction of the life of Christ and perfectly timed to be an evangelization tool as we go into the Lenten season. If you have a family member or a loved one that's been away from the church for a while, and, you know, this might be the great chance to say, hey, let's go to the movies, and then, you know, maybe make time for coffee or something afterwards. And, you know, just go out and see it. We need more movies like this. So if we want them, we have to support them. So Son of God.
Excellent.
And you might even win free tickets from Catholic Mom.
That's mine.
Catholic Mom. Never heard of it. All right. Steve, you're next.
Well, I was going to talk about the visitation of Pope Benedict to the consistory, but Sarah totally took that away.
Oh, wow. No. We had to change the subject.
I'll go to my backup.
Are you fighting for a little Pope Benedict doll?
Who, me? No.
Yeah, I am.
I'll go to my backup, and that is the Vatican Postal Service issued the stamps for the canonization of Pope John Paul and John the 22nd, and it's phenomenal. And I would I'd highly recommend people go, and we'll put the link somewhere. But it's really cool. And I think if they don't come up with a prayer card of some kind that's like this, then I'm thinking I will buy the stamps and put them in a frame or something, because I think it's really cool.
Wow.
It's a great image of Pope John Paul II and John the 23rd kind of in this. It's like there's 2 stamps in this little frame kind of thing, and it's really cool. And I would just encourage people to have a look at that as a memento of this really cool occasion that's coming up.
Momentous.
Catholic nerddom.
I was going to say nerddom at its best. Memento of this momentous occasion, and that's just too many moments in one sentence.
Well, momentarily, we almost had the momentous moment. All right.
It was momentary and fleeting.
Oh, can I put an? Oh wait,
yeah.
Never mind. I might steal somebody's pick of the week. I don't want to do that.
Let's see. Who wants to go next? Maria, Sarah, Angela.
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
Go. I was blessed by my pick of the week. This is a video that's been making the rounds of an evangelical conference for pastors that happened recently. I think it was last Saturday in Texas, and it was hosted by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth Copeland is a televangelist from Texas, very famous televangelist. And they're actually, he's friends with an Anglican bishop who is a spiritual son. He calls himself a spiritual son of Pope Francis, who worked in his diocese before he was the Pope. And he's been working amongst the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement, trying to foster unity between Catholics and evangelicals through works in the Holy Spirit. And so this great video, we'll put the link in the show notes, is 45 minutes, but it truly has blessed me in the sense that it gives you such hope for unity between Christians. It basically is a video of Tony Palmer, which is the name of the Anglican bishop, who kind of sets up this video that was taken using his iPhone of Pope Francis. Pope Francis invited him to come to the Vatican and just visit with him as a friend. And Tony Palmer told him about this conference that he was going to with all these evangelical Christians. And Pope Francis said he wanted to send a message. And so he recorded this video on an iPhone. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful testimony to see all of these evangelicals embracing the Pope and embracing this idea of uniting as Christians. And yeah, I mean, it's just awesome. And of course, you know, I've mentioned before that the parish that I go to is very heavily involved in the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church. So one of the missions of some of the people in my parish and the priests in my parish is to foster unity between Christians, and they're very active in ecumenical dialogue and things like that. And it's an awesome, awesome thing. So definitely go watch this video and just be blessed by it. It's awesome.
Wow, sounds like something we'll have to all do. Thank you, Angela. Maria.
Sir. Well, my pick of the week, I don't know if it's your pick of the week too, but I think that maybe together we'll do the same one. Or anyway, have you guys noticed who's not here today? Our good friend Billy Newton.
That was going to be mine.
Oh, was it?
It's a co-pick.
Sorry about it.
It's fine. We can co-pick it.
So Billy has written a very beautiful goodbye to us. He's no longer going to be a regular co-host of Catholic Weekend, and he writes his explanation quite beautifully in a blog post at his blog. So I'd like to direct you guys there to follow Billy, not because he was a co-host and not because he's our friend, but because he really has some fantastic writing. And you really, really just need to go and keep up with him there, even though he's not going to be here. He's certainly going to be around, and he'll probably come back around here as a guest in the future too, as he starts his new initiatives. So go check out Billy's Goodbye, and just check out his whole aggregate site. It's wbdnewton.com, and he's got his personal blog there and his other projects. And so we love you, Billy, and we wish you well, and we wish you the best. God bless you.
And regardless of what he says there, it's because of me. He just didn't like
it. I know it. You fired him.
I had nothing to do with it, except that maybe he just doesn't like hanging out with me on Saturday mornings. That was probably why.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. I mean, it's not like he went to Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, I know. Like, do we have any? Has anybody
and then you come back.
Has anybody set precedent regarding that?
Oh, okay. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. Yeah, so it's like we're at a funeral, you know, whatever, wake.
No, but we need to let you guys know that he's going to be gone.
Yeah. If you're wondering what's going on with Billy, yeah. Check out the link in the show notes, and he talks about that. Sarah, she's mad scrambling trying to find Plan B for her pick of the week, I think.
I don't have a plan B. I'm really just also want to pick Billy's post because it was beautiful. He's a great writer, and I respect him so much. So everyone, keep in touch with Billy. You know, he might not be here chatting every Saturday morning, but he's a fantastic individual, and I'm truly blessed to call him a friend.
Yeah, me too. Well, I couldn't decide between Billy and the Jesus action figure. So, or...
Billy would want you to choose the action figure.
Or the communion.
I put the communion dispenser.
No, I know. I have that too. I have over here on this screen is a communion white host dispenser on Amazon.com for $55.72. Or if you have a little more money to spend, you can go to eBay and get the Jesus action figure with glow in the dark hands, 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, and a jug of wine for $126.13. Buy it now.
No
free
way.
Shipping.
I saw that. I thought that would be kind of freaky if I had that in my bedroom and his little hands were glowing all night long.
Now, you know, it depends on – you can look at this in a couple different ways. You can think, this is very, very tacky and maybe even sacrilegious. Or you could say, hey, this is kind of cool and, you know, it might be something for your kids to play with instead of G.I. Joe. You
know? No.
Jesus is my hero.
There you go. Thank you. There's our title right there. Thank you, Angela. So honestly, I don't really have a pick of the week except Billy. I was going to pick him too. So that's how much we love you, Billy. And he's probably not watching. So
well, I thought you were going to pick wedgies. Wednesday wedgie.
Yeah.
What is it? Wedgie.
Yeah. Lisa might have her world view Wednesday, but I have world wedge fest Wednesday. Or wedge.
All right.
What did Steve say? World of Wedgecraft.
World of Wedgecraft.
World of Wedgecraft.
Oh, you know, some things need to really stay off the show.
I'm really glad that I was not on for this conversation.
It's too late for that.
it's your wedgie week.
And Lisa just has this dumbfounded look like, why am I here? I could be doing so
serious?
Many productive
Are they
things.
Serious?
Yes. But,
no, I'm in that fine balance where if I don't have another sip of my coffee, I might be able to go back to bed after this.
Well,
like, how much should I wake up?
Lisa, we really do appreciate you joining us this early Saturday morning out in Fresno, California.
Awesome. And I'm always happy to be with you.
So you got something going on the internet, like some kind of a website, web portal, something going on? What's that?
Yeah, you know what? Even if you're not a mom, come on over to CatholicMom.com. It's just amazing to me to see the growth of the site and how God continues to bless it. And it's just an honor to be a small part of that. So CatholicMom.com.
She's so modest and humble.
Hi, Lisa. Can you guys post more recipes for that Chicago-style pizza? Hello.
Actually, Maria said the thing about meatless Fridays, we're doing 2 recipes every week on Fridays that are meatless recipes. Not that you're required to fast and abstain from meat on Fridays, not during
But you're
that,
better but. If you do.
No.
Whoa.
No, but honestly, the recipes that our team are posting, like, you will want to be meatless because they are so yummy. And yesterday we had the most amazing Chicago style pizza, like, recipe. It looks awesome. So.
Okay. So let's save that as a topic for during Lent. Like, okay, aren't we supposed to be suffering a little bit for isn't that the whole point of the meatless Friday?
Oh, yeah, well. Somehow lobster bisque is not the big sacrifice.
Yeah, suffering.
Sorry.
Well, you know.
Lead you into sin.
For me, it would be. It would
really,
kill me.
It's really easy for me to do so.
I'm just going to say that blueberry cobbler is meatless, so if you wanted to post a few of those recipes.
Oh, Lord. That sounds delicious.
See what you've done here, Lisa? Thanks. Corrupted us. All right, so if you want to find more about Lisa and her great work, CatholicMom.com, how can we find you on Twitter or Facebook, ma'am?
Just slash Lisa Hendy, H-E-N-D-E-Y.
Okay, great. thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on in Lent to explain why you're giving us all these great recipes for Fridays. Angela, inspiredangela.wordpress.com.
Indeed, and hopefully, I think I'm actually going to post about that video, my pick of the week. But there'll be a new post there shortly. I just had to take a break because my in-laws were in town and we were entertaining them, and so yeah.
Excellent.
Anyway, okay. Come say hi.
And on Twitter, Inspired Angela.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us this Saturday morning, Maria Johnson. Another cup of coffee.
Yes. And I am at Catholic Mom this week on Wedgie Wednesday, Worldview Wednesday, talking about our parish twinning project. We have a
Make
medical
sure when you read that article, you listen to the little audio that's with it of Maria talking with the pastor. It's awesome.
Oh, that's the doctor. That's the Dr. Mike. He's the guy that went down there.
So have you? Has it already been released or coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just came out this past Wednesday.
Okay.
I can only now everything for Wednesday.
and if you're so inclined,
and follow me on.
Okay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Bego, BEGO.
Okay. And if you're so inclined, in honor of Maria Johnson, have yourself a margarita today.
Oh. I'm so glad you didn't say wedgie. You know,
but you did.
If you have too many margaritas, you might have a wedgie.
Okay, well, Sarah, speaking of wedgies.
I apologize to Steve right now.
Wait. Scandalous.
Wait. Speaking of wedgies, on to Sarah. What?
I'm not very good at transitions.
Tape.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. We need to have, like, transition class.
Okay. Sarah, Catholic drinky, and what's going on over there? Anything?
Well, someone needs to yell at me to get me to finish my site redesign that I'm working on, that I've been working on for 4 months. So, like, if someone could come and, like, yell at me, that'd be great.
Finish.
Because it's going to look so awesome, but it's just such slow going. Like, one night I stayed up the entire night and did about 75% of it, so I don't even have a hard, like, bit to finish. It's just I'd rather sit on the couch.
I know what you mean. All right, well, thank you, Sarah.
Finish it or we'll come over and give you a wedgie.
CatholicDrinky.com and also at CatholicDrinky on Twitter and on Facebook, correct?
Yes. I'm very active on the Twitters, so come say hi.
Okay, we'll do that. Steve. Excuse me.
I'm very active on the Twitter.
You can say Steven.
Okay, that's the other.
There's other variations of that name I don't really like.
Okay. Thank you.
Everything is Stevan.com. And if you really want to give me a hand, go drop a note over there and give me some ideas what to write about. I've got this block. I can't do it. I just can't. All I can do is take pictures. I can take pictures and put them on there, but I can't write. I need ideas. Help.
Write about the fires.
Them fires
out there.
Burns.
Also, Steve_Nelson on the Twitters.
Yes.
And I am the airline pilot guy, and look for, well, I was supposed to have an episode out, and I don't want to go into it, but it's been difficult this week, but I should hopefully have something published this evening for the latest episode of Airline Pilot Guy. Got to see my son on Wednesday in Orlando this past week, and had dinner and watched a movie, 12 Years a Slave. Very powerful movie, by the way.
I heard that was good.
So, anyway, that's about it for me, and about it for this week's edition of Catholic Weekend. Thanks for joining us, and thank you all of you in the chat room for hanging out with us as well. Lynn, again, appreciate all your hard work. And until next time, have a great week. See you here next weekend on Catholic Weekend. Lots of weekends there. Take care. God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.
That was terrible!
Horrendous!
I'm offended!
I'm appalled!
So what are we gonna do?
What else? Email it to everybody we know!
Good idea.